Donald would flip him out by the three dots.
I don't know why he does three dots, but always does three dots.
Before we can talk about a person's personal avodah, there has to be hakara. Person who was never zeichet to have that hakara. Shara avodah prati sager b'fun. So personal avodah is the door is closed. I can't discuss my personal progress when I'm still using the standard approach everybody else does, which is not necessarily that fits for me. Until I understand who I am, what my needs are, what my challenges are, and what I'm using, like the general standard approach, it's not going to work. He'll live a happy, peaceful life of Ruchlius. He will trip where everybody else trips. He'll do nice things like everybody else. And Roshim gives a reward. Ben Aliyah v'ish emes lo yiyah. But that's life, buddy. Yes, the nice fine Jew. We know them. We hope maybe one day we'll be one of those nice fine Jews. But that ain't it, because he's hiding from. There's a whole other level of life which he's not even getting involved in. However, Mishazakal Akaras Atsum, a person is Zaykhat Akaras Atsum. Mukhrach al Yada, love of the day, Avodah Puriya, it comes to a tremendously fruitful, bountiful Avodah. They Shinuyim Mamikim and Hago Midas. It demands and forces a tremendous change in the person. We're going to describe that as we go in the upcoming program. We're not going to explain how to do the void. We're discussing to clarify what are the kaychas of the person, who the shichvos hanefesh, the layers of nefesh, our kavos ha-maisim, how our actions are complex actions which have many different motivations involved in them, but darkening to ha-maisim, how to take those apart and recognize what we're doing. Okay, now it sounds potentially depressing. Okay, so he says the following. Coming to recognize ourselves is uplifting. Now, you have to understand that this only makes sense to us in the following context. If I believe that I can't change, finding out what I am is the most depressing thing in the world. Because right now, till now, I could convince myself I'm a nice guy. But now, I know that I'm not a nice guy, and I can't change. So it's very depressing. So I'd rather not look. So I don't honestly take a look. If I believe that change is possible, I truly believe that change is possible, then it's not so scary. Okay, so I will change. I could change. I could grow. So now I'd like to know what to do. But he adds another layer over here. We're in the deep. He says a deep word over here. Right? He says that calls mine, you're in it. You're in it. Just recognize the fact that you're in it means you're not in it anymore. You've moved right to the side, looking at it from the side. Which is that much, as much as I recognize. Thinking of a muscle, which we have in our. Let's say for arguments, a person has a
There's a guy here in Yeshiva that I felt had a problem with being too involved during his Yeshiva time. He was too involved in the secular world. So, you know, listen, you know, just put it behind you for now and learn. No. So listen, I'm telling you, it's going to affect your learning. No. Okay? It doesn't affect my learning. I can learn anything. Oh, let's say he learned fairly seriously. Comes back to me a few years later and says, Rabbi, you were right. He says, Ma pitom. Like, why are you telling me now? He says, he went to Russia for one of these summer camps, which they take these kids and they take them out from the cities, out to the countryside over there. And he was in a place there for, I think, 6 weeks. There was no newspaper, there was no magazine, there was no radio, there was no news, there was no television, there was no internet, there was no nothing. There was zero there for 6 weeks. And he recognized after a few weeks that his approach to Torah mitzvahs was different. Because he had no involvement at all in the secular world. Now he realized, right? So Colton, he's living in it. He couldn't recognize that there's a danger where he is. That's reality. He doesn't see the reality as anything other than that. That's reality. Somebody else could look at him and say, you know what, you got a problem, but he doesn't see it at all. As soon as he's moved to the side and recognized it, he might grapple the rest of his life with the issue. Right? He might say, you know, I like being the secular world. I enjoy it. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's captivating, etc. But he's already looking at it from a different vantage point than he was six weeks before. And now he understands that there's he grappling with an issue. Before it was him. That was him. There's no two sides. That was his makeup. Now he says, no, I'm a person who recognizes, I'm a person who's beyond that, recognizing that I have a challenge and I have to work on it. So just the moment of Hakara opens up a world to you. It changes your whole vantage point to the sugya. So it changes you. But even if you never fix the problem, you're changed. That's what he said. Am I making sense? So some of you guys are giving me this, not in his head, yes, I'm giving this guy, like, he gives a mush. Okay? Bear with me for another two paragraphs, another paragraph or two, and then we'll see what he means. Okay? Olam Shenu Makar Atzmoy, who Atzmoy Zeyim called in the year of Subraturn of Song. If I don't recognize myself, I identify myself with whatever it is, my Nagias, Returns, etc. That's me. As soon as I recognize that I have Nagias, so then I'm saying that there's an I who has a Nagias. Before it was, that's me. Now there's an I who has a Nagias. But there's an I. That's a tremendously freeing moment. They're still working at full speed in us. We have a fight. I move my ani up above that rutz.
Is it that?
Hold one more paragraph, and then we'll. The Feisharim Rabbis, the Iskala, Beir Ashkenazis, the Martev Echad, they found in a German city in a cellar. There was a person who never had seen daylight. The raw Adam, this person that never had any pigia with human beings, he never left the cell. And they found him. Kasher Loma the Daber, after he learned how to speak, because how do you know how to speak if you never met a human being? His parents put him from his childhood in this cellar. Now, if you'd ask that person, describe the world. The world is 10 feet by 20 feet, has a roof on top, and it's dark. That's what the world is. That's all he knows.
Olam zeh kasher noichach ladas ki kol shnayis of bila b'martev. When he found out that he spent his whole life in a martev, at that moment, kivar hayu mechutzulay, he's no longer in a martev. You can either live in the martev, and that's called life. You don't know there's anything else. The moment you know there's something else, you don't live in the martev anymore. The martev is no longer your horizon. So I live in a world of my ritzoinus. As long as he's living there, it was impossible for him to recognize that he was dwelling in a lowly martev. The moment I become aware of a different life, even though I don't move out of the cellar no longer is the definition of what my life is. My horizons have expanded exponentially. The moment I come to the recognition that I'm being moved by Ritzonus and by Negius, I've expanded my horizon that there's a human being which is being affected by Ritzonus, and now I can work on that. But till I recognize that, that's me. So that's it. There's nothing to discuss. So the recognition itself moves you into a whole different vantage point. It's a fascinating thought, and it's a lot of hope. So the process of coming to Akora, the Akora itself changes your whole being, just the Akora alone. Even if you never fix the problem, it's Kedai, because you change your being right there. Now, I have to tell you, I had a Talmud here in the Yeshiva who has a lot of emotional issues. He says that Kozon, I wasn't aware, I had no conflict, that this is okay. Now I live in a life of conflict. I'd rather be ignorant and not know, because I have no conflict. So, you know, I'd rather just willfully shut my eyes, as Sherman says, you know, willfully shut my eyes and pretend it doesn't exist, because I can't deal with it. It exists. I feel so conflicted because I can't get it right, so I'd rather not think about it. So let's stop putting on tefillin, because, you know, dealing with getting up in the morning and Friday, getting up in the morning, not getting up in the morning, and putting on tefillin, not putting on tefillin, and with the yakuwa and not come on, I can't deal with it. So I don't put on tefillin anymore. And I'm a happy person. Can I have no conflict anymore? That's his thought process. So that really doesn't work, because eventually it's going to catch up with him, because he knows that you're supposed to put on tefillin in the morning. Right? But right now he's just, you know, sort of like ignoring that fact. But a person who never was aware, so he's pretty good with it. I have a temper problem, but I don't know if I have a temper problem. I think that's normal. So I don't feel bad about that, I have a temper problem. That's called normal. Now, one day I meet somebody else who has this wonderful niceness and says, wow, now the rest of my life I have a problem. I wish I was like that guy who doesn't have a temper problem. Until I meet him, I'm a happy person. I don't know if I'm a bad guy. I'm a nice guy. Right? There is a side of it which is very painful. Because I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, wow, this is really painful. But at the same time, the moment I come to that recognition, I've been given the tools to define myself as a different person. I'm a person who has a challenge. If I look at it like that, if I have the strength of character to look at it like that, it's a tremendously befrying moment. When he sees clearly where he's stuck in, at that moment he recognizes that he's moving himself beyond them. He already gave himself a vision of a greater vista to live in. He realized that what he was living until now was a little cellar, and there's a big world out there. I can find a path. It might be a very narrow path. So without that Korah, we never can move forward. And when we have that hakara, we can say, well, maybe I can find a little bit of a direction. But that little bit of direction is amiti, it's a tremendous accomplishment. I want to give one more hakdama over here before I go back. He writes in Chelik Beis, you know, the Velt is likes talking about the idea of that there's machloikas and shitas and musar in the Navardic shita, the Sabbatka shita, this shita, that shita. So there's no shitas and musar. Says so. Navardic was like very bad about the nidra kind of human being, the lowliness of their hashkasa and their taiva and their, you know, that was Navardic. But is God the Adam? There's nothing greater than man. You know, how do you reconcile the two? So must you the two Rishitas. Says you're wrong. You're tired. The way I understand it is the following. Right, so Navardic wanted to stress upon themselves, you know, that human beings have many challenges, etc. And you have to work yourself. You shouldn't define yourself by other people, etc. So the guy goes into CVS pharmacy. He says, "You'd like to buy a goat." He says, "What? You don't sell goats here?" Right? "Oh, I thought you sell goats over here." "Come on, you're playing games with me. Where's the goat?" "The guy's a mishugana." Right? Okay, good. So he's finished with that. He goes into the cleaners and he says, I want to deposit my check. He says, "The bank, you're a bank. I see the vault right there. That's where those suits are. They're a vault, right? You know, it's like garbage sugar." He goes into the bank. He wants a suit. You know, I mean, that's the verdict, right? So that's what he did. Do it for 2 weeks. Do it for 2 weeks. Twice a day. Besides that, they're calling the police in you, right? The guy's going to be so depressed. He's going to commit suicide. He can't deal with it. The whole world takes him an absolute fool. So what'd you accomplish? I mean, a person understands godless Adam and what it means to be a human being, the greatness of each human being has inside of his soul, can then go to the madrega of saying, you know what? I can then work on myself from the vantage point of not being worried about what you think about me. But if I don't have godless Adam, I can't discuss that I have problems. Because if I don't have godless Adam, I see problems, I fall lower and lower and lower and lower, and I say, you know, I just get all the good. So I have, you know, I had a fellow called, you know, came over to me, not here in Baruch Hashem. And he says, "I'm going to Gehenna anyway for all my affairs. I want to commit suicide. Let's get it over with." You know, like, what am I prolonging the agony for? Right? And you can hear that thought process. I mean, I'm not endorsing it, right? But a person who's truly convinced that Itak is a horrible person, and he took Itaka believes in Gehenna, it's agony. So I'm going to live another 50 years believing every single day thinking about how bad I am. And just get it over with already. So I said to him, "You didn't do anything right today?" "No, no." He says, "You didn't say one bracha, good, one bracha, come on." "Okay, good." He says, "What's it worth compared to like all the brachas I said, Abba, come on?" So he says to me, we call that low self-esteem. Right? The person down on himself, so he cannot look at himself in the mirror, and it's just too painful. And if he truly does look himself in the mirror, it's so overwhelming, it's going to crush him. A person who has God, understands godless Adam, what the Rosh Hashanah created a human being in this world for a purpose, and there's tremendous power the human being has, including myself, and the Rosh Hashanah has tremendous belief in me, and tremendous, right, that which is all Slobodka, 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 he can then move on to Navardic and say, "You're horrible. Look at all of your problems that you have." But you can't do one without the other. And vice versa. A person who's supposed to, "You're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful." But the guy says, "I have a problem, which you ever fix is shkaya." That was supposed to, you know, they said, "You know, listen, tzadikol, tatala, the person loves you." What does that mean? The person does love me. There's no shalom, the person loves me. The person loves even though you do a verse. That's true. So you ever keep doing a verse. That's ridiculous. You know, person loves you, lose affairs, but you're gonna burn Gehenna, but you know, but it's okay because Russia loves you. Like, what does that mean? Obviously, that doesn't make any sense. So the point is, this process, because it's made, what he's gonna do is, you know, it has to be an honest assessment. If all I can find in the assessment is my problems, and that's all I find, it's crushing. If I find my strengths together with my problems, it's uplifting. So he's gonna stress that the process has to have both parts to it. So this part, he says, and for a person who's in a position of strength, the Hakara itself is a tremendously freeing moment. For a person who doesn't come to a position of strength, it's not. Even a person who comes to a position of strength, it's painful also. It has both elements. There's two equal elements at the same time. It's befreiing, it's giving you freedom. At the same time, it's, wow, that's really painful. But you know, you can discuss the balance. It's not going to crush you, because I know my strengths. I know that the strength the Russian gave me to deal with these things. Let's do it. But if all I see is just the concern, it's not going to work. So there has to be a balance. So that's the second. From the vantage point of a balance, it's a tremendously freeing moment. I think that's what this paragraph over here. And that makes it much more clear. 54. Yeah.
So, just want to clarify what Rabbi is saying. Rabbi is saying that there's a specific I, and the Hakara is recognizing the Hargashas, which is not part of the I.
It's not the defining I.
So, Rabbi is saying it's only the strengths is what's the defining, and the weaknesses are not defining?
No. There's a human being, but the question is like this. The question is, what I'm saying is, my strengths are the I, that's the Ani, and the concerns are not the Ani. Right? I'm saying neither are your Ani.
Right, because you could be duplicated either way.
Your Nisham is your Nisham. Okay. Right? But Kozma, I don't know there's anything else but this, so I look at that as that's the definition of me. When I realize there's something else, but I'm doing it, right? A person grows up to be is a cannibal, right? So that's what people do. They have people for lunch, right? Right. So he doesn't know anything otherwise. One day he meets a person who says, "That's horrible to be a big cannibal." I never heard anything otherwise. He says, "That's an interesting thought. I never thought about that." Right. So now he's opened up a whole new vista for himself. He can be not a cannibal. Right? He also recognizes the fact that I've eaten a lot of people since now. That's not so much. Right? So it's very, it might be very painful to think about that. But at the same time, it's opened a whole new vista for him of a new definition of myself, what I could be, which I didn't have until then. That's what he's saying. That's what happened. The Ani is not longer limited to what my reality was once I have that car. So if I have a problem with temper, and I never really imagined that you could live without temper, so that's me. Now that I find out you can live without temper, I recognize the fact that I have a temper problem. So it might be trying to be painful to realize that. It might be trying to be difficult to change that. But I have a whole new vista of a definition of myself.
So you're saying Hakara is Bechira?
Hakara is the awareness of the ability to not be defined by what I've done until now.
And I is just a person's nefesh.
Right, so that the I can do whatever you want. But the point isn't the Bechira. My point is the awareness that there's an option of Bechira. Until I had no definition. It's not a question, yes, Bechira or not Bechira. The question is, I didn't know there's another option. So once I know there's another option, I'm a person standing and choosing between two options. But there's an I choosing. Until there's no choice. So no choice, that became the definition of what I am. So that's, you know, so the process of a car is challenging, the process of a car is difficult, the process of a car is painful. Like Garber says, wow, I really beaten up the people around me, I didn't realize that. It can be a very, very painful moment. It's also a very freeing moment. Now I can fix it. Now I can work on it. Might be very challenging. Might be upsetting. There's a price you're going to pay. But at the end of the day, the result is much better than staying, you know, no person will want to come along and say, listen, since that's true, I'd rather stay with a problem of temper the rest of my life and not know, because that's more comfortable. It's like, you know, I'd rather stay, you know, a choice of being a fair than a human being. I'd rather be a fair, because fairs don't know. Fair is a horse. It's much easier to be a horse than to be a human being. but nobody would choose to be a horse. I mean, that's if a true Akara says, I'd rather be a human being than be a horse. Okay.